WXCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump spoke at the Libertarian Party's convention in Washington, D.C. and asked members for their votes. ABC spoke with Kentucky Dr. Don Stacey, who says there might be some support within the party.
There are always members who will make a poor decision and vote for a Trump, in my opinion, but he certainly will not gain my vote.
He says he does not support either Trump or President Biden. President spoke at graduation for the U.S. Military Academy's class of 2024. Severe weather is the backdrop for the holiday weekend. Major storms in Oklahoma and record-breaking heat in South Texas. No major issues for travel, though. The TSA says it screened a record 2.95 million people Friday. And Massachusetts police say a man stabbed six people in two unprovoked attacks, including four girls at a movie theater. None of the injuries are life-threatening. The man's in custody. This is ABC News. A strike on a large shopping complex in Ukraine's second largest city killed more than a dozen people, says ABC's Patrick Reeval.
President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading to Western leaders once again for sufficient air defenses. The U.S. passed a $61 billion aid package to Ukraine last month. Another separate strike on central Kharkiv today, also injuring 20 people. But relentless strikes are now hitting Kharkiv almost daily as the war intensifies with Russia's major new offensive northeast of the city.
Composer Richard Sherman died at 95. If you don't know his name, you almost certainly know his music. Including Supercalifragilistic from Mary Poppins, the Disney film, which he won two Oscars for alongside his brother Robert. They composed the music for dozens of Disney movies. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know? Spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn. Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. This is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you here. Also on the Double Radio app. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair. We're doing it a little bit different tonight. We're doing an album release. We're playing a bunch of songs from Little Red Wolf's brand new album. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations in Madison area, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. First song off the album is called Broken. This is Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio.
Don't I know my name? Jimmy, this is a special tonight.
Holy cow.
We have Little Red Wolf in the Devil's Lair.
Oh, yeah.
For a special edition of the Devil's Lair. And tonight, we are premiering the brand new album from Little Red Wolf in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We open this segment with Broken, the opening track from the new album, Tops of the Trees, by Madison indie folk band Little Red Wolf. Little Red Wolf formed in 2008 and are returning from an eight-year hiatus for an album release show at the Burr Oak on Madison's East Side on Sunday, August 21st. Here in the Devil's Lair with us tonight to tell us about the new album, the release show, and so much more are Megan Rose, Kelly Maxwell, Emily Mills, and Laura Deterte.
Hey.
Little Red Wolf,
everybody.
Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah.
This is a thrill, you guys.
Hi.
Thank you. So much for
Thank
having
you. Cool.
The thrill is all ours. That song was incredible. How did it feel to hear that?
Oh, Meg,
on the
you
radio?
Should nice. Meg, you should comment on that. Meg did the mix on the whole album.
Oh, sure.
She's having a moment here.
Sure, yeah. It felt familiar.
I mean, you've heard it at least three times before. So.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. No, it was great. I love hearing it in different sonic spaces.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a real audio nerd right now because, you know, having listened to it with my own monitors and with my own headphones and stuff like that, and then you listen in radio headphones and you're actually at the radio and you're like, wow, that hits a little different.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Oh,
no, it
that's
sounds
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. But it's always, I mean, I was going to say, we've been doing this for a long time and all of us have been in various projects, but like, mm-hmm. it's always just like hearing yourself on the radio. I'm like so old school, but it's always good. It's always a really great feeling. It's really nice.
You guys have also, holy cow. I don't know if I can even name all of them. I've got some on paper here, luckily. Megan, Emily, you have, I'm going to say, I'm not saying have.
Present tense, thank
queer
you.
Queer punk duo, Damsel Trash.
Yep.
One
yep.
of my, oh my gosh, one of my absolute favorite bands, as you guys know.
Thank
yep.
you.
I'm
thank
a bit
you.
Of a love. Damsel Trash.
I remember, I just remember the Damsel Trash song that was edited for radio. It was like one big bleep, basically.
Isn't that every one
of
your songs?
You know, you can play the song Pugs on the radio because the only lyric is Pugs.
Right. So. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a good one. Kelly, oh my gosh, you sang with VO5. Laura, you're in with Werewolverine.
I don't know.
Are you still around? I don't know.
Oh, who knows? With the pandemic, I don't know which bands are together or any, you know.
That's real.
At least at one point.
Yeah. But you've also, I mean, do all of you play in the Fleetwood Mac?
No, that's Kelly and Meg do, Gold Dust Women.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
See, I can't even keep
it's,
track
I know, it's a lot
of
to keep track
it.
Of.
It's awesome.
Okay.
But we want you to introduce each of yourselves just real quick and just tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you're feeling. And
I'm Kelly Maxwell.
Wait a second here.
What?
You can't go off script like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, we've lost Rocker already.
Well,
it says it right there. Tell us. You want me to?
I
ask
want
him.
You to tell about the band. So right now,
okay.
Where we want to start, please. Is with the band. Please tell us about Little Red Wolf and how this came together.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm too excited. Go for it.
Tell us about the band.
Oh, us. You want us to?
Yeah.
So we all kind of are connected through the Madison theater scene.
Yeah, originally. Yeah.
Emily and I were in a show together. Oh, Emily was in the pit band, and I was on stage in a show together. Were you in that pit band too?
Walmartopia.
Which one? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or around that time.
I don't know.
And I remember Emily and I were like, we would love to be in a band together, specifically a band with all women musicians. And we went to Cafe Momar, R.I.P.
The Momo.
Yep.
And we watched a Catapult Western.
Yes,
And we're
right.
like, we want that one
and that one.
Yep.
That was a band that they were in with some other folks back. Yeah. Also a really great local band.
So yeah, Meg, we were their
we
pet
poached
store.
Them.
And we were the puppies in the window at MoMA.
And we got together at, I think, your apartment and listened to, you know, different bands that inspired us and started writing songs. And then we were born.
And the rest is history. You know, we're, you know, basically best friends who get to make music together. It's great.
That is the best.
It's true. I'll never forget that day at your apartment, really. Mm-hmm. I remember it very well.
Yeah.
Very well. We were like, I was sitting on the floor looking at a computer. We were just like, sharing YouTube songs, I think.
Yeah. 14 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, wild.
And before we give too much away about the new album, right, Tops of the Trees, right. Let's go back to Broken, the opening track. And while it's still fresh in our minds, mm-hmm. I mean, I was blown away right off the bat. I literally felt some chills the first time I heard it. It was like listening to Fox for the first time. Oh, the writing, hey. Orchestration, production, yeah. Harmonizing vocals, and the viola. I could have been listening to the Beatles, but I was listening to Little Red Wolf. Oh. Megan, tell us about the opening song, Broken.
So as a former member of the Beatles, I started this song thinking it would be my best work yet. I started with this guitar riff that I really liked and thought was very pretty and sat on it for years, actually. And then the pandemic happened and I experienced that feeling times two and thought, this is a great idea to bring to the band, because we all reconnected, not that we ever lost connection, but we reconnected after such a big tragedy and sort of grasped onto each other and started a Marco Polo thread.
This is a social media app you can use to talk to each other with video, just for anybody to
We're
know.
Not sponsored.
Thank you. No, we're not. It could have been anything. We sent video messages to each other, but yeah, it was really cool because we were like, this is very important to all of us to keep this connection going. And then we wanted to do music again.
Yep.
And we brought different songs, and this was one of them.
You work that way a lot, Meg, right? You start with a guitar riff or something, and then you'll simmer on it until the words feel right.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of simmering.
The process is so interesting to learn about from all of you. You know, you just kind of wonder, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? How did it start? Mm-hmm. It's just very cool to listen to the music and then hear the backstories on it. Now, Rocker, can I get back on the script here where I can now ask each of them about themselves?
You can.
don't make me come in there.
You guys, I don't work well with scripts. So that's okay. Yeah, I prefer to go loosey-goosey. But,
you're doing a really great
job.
You're
both doing great.
Thank you. Okay, so Megan, since you were just talking, I get to start with you and say, you have been in many, many, many bands, Madison area. A few years ago, you moved to New York City.
New York City.
I know, to pursue music and other things there. Tell us about yourself, and how did you get right to this moment now?
How did I get to this moment? Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you're in a band in New York, too. Or a couple
of
bands.
Well, right now I'm in a band called Monty in New York. Mm-hmm. I play bass for them. Really hard-hitting punk, fast rock stuff, very Motorhead type of thing. I am sweating at the end of every show, which is great. What's the next part? What brought me here now?
Yeah, how'd you get here now?
I love that.
Tell us
about
yourself.
These are my best friends, and we play music together, and I love coming back and doing that. And we wanted to write songs together after a pretty tough time, and we did it. And we went to Laura's River House, and we had a great time, and we wrote songs over like one weekend and hung out. And then we were like, we should record this. And then we recorded over a weekend in February at Blast House, and we did it.
You just sure did.
And yeah.
Yeah. I think all the songs came together in about a day and a half for the.
We've always practiced
them once and then we recorded them. So yeah, that is very short.
Honestly, that is incredible.
It's bonkers.
Yeah, it is bonkers.
Wow.
I feel like it's taken us more rehearsal to get the songs like really working out for the show than it did to record them, which is pretty crazy. But yeah.
So it goes.
Well, you can make a lot of cool stuff happen
in the studio,
and then you've committed, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to some local, original, and brand new music by Little Red Wolf here in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. Megan, this is one of your songs, and it's called "Cleaning My House." Is this a song about freedom?
Ooh, is it
freedom from your own tyranny? Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Tell us about this song before we hear it.
I think that sums it up. I think she just did. It's just freedom
right,
from your
there
own tyranny.
We go, Jimmy.
I like it simple.
Yep.
Just easy. Cleaning My House. This Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair. Freedom from tyranny. And you're dust free too. It's really nice, you know. Hey, if you want to call and ask some questions or make a comment, like I just did off the wall, you can do that. 844-967-2789. 844-967-27-PARTY to ask Little Red Wolf questions and make comments.
Top of the Trees, the new album by Little Red Wolf, is being released on Sunday, August 21st, and you can go to the party at the Burr Oak in Madison and pick up a copy of the album or find it at the group's Bandcamp site. There seems to be a good backstory to this album, and recorded here in Madison at Blast House Studios, mixed in New York City at Megan's studio. Tell us about the evolution of this album and how it ended your 8-year hiatus. I mean, it sounds like a story.
Sure.
Who's got the ball?
All four of us, like, who goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think at Laura, some point we were talking about getting together just for a weekend and seeing if we could write, like, three songs, if we would bring...
Everybody would bring something,
and maybe we'd write three songs, and I don't think there was even the thought of recording it at that point.
No, like, no sense it would be an album.
No, I mean, it was just like, why don't you come to my house for a long weekend and we can hang out and just be friends in the pandemic? Because sometimes, right, you had to just choose very carefully.
Yeah.
Who was in your bubble.
Who did you trust?
We planned very carefully to do it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It took planning to, you know, make sure we either had vaccines or we hadn't been around people and all of that. So, yeah, we got together for a long weekend and wrote basically all of these songs, and which is really impressive. I mean, I think after this many years, it is a little faster.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
You hear this story quite often with really good musicians that make really good albums, that it just happened. It just fell in your lap, kind of, is what you're saying.
You think it's really good, Jimmy? That's so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's the balance of, like, I want to be clear that it took a lot of work do, right? You know, but when you've been playing music with the same people for so long and you really just kind of understand, there's not even language. You just kind of understand where everybody's going to be coming from and what they're bringing to the table, and we kind of know what we like. And after 14 years of playing together, I think what I loved the most about this is, like, I love all the music we've ever done, but this is the one that felt the most mature and complete. Mm-hmm. Just because we've all been through so much and we've played with lots of different outfits, but, like, this is sort of this core thing at the middle of it that we always come back to and can bring everything that we've learned and understand each other very clearly, and there's no conflict. I mean, even when things are hard and we're struggling with something, there's zero conflict in this band.
Which I love, because, like, when you're in all,
we would have made it at all had it not been for the COVID situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were all so lonely and struggling so much, and we needed each other.
For
sure. Yeah. So we're like, well, we need to get together somehow, and while we're there, we should make the most of it.
Yeah.
And boy, are we glad you did.
Yeah, thank you.
Man. Okay, I love this one. Let's give the drummer some.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Emily, you are... Here, Rocker wrote on my script. Mm. Emily, you are a drummer.
I am.
I'm going to just say, you are an amazing drummer, Emily.
Thanks.
You're also a songwriter, a journalist, and you do so much more. I can't probably even list it all. Kind of like before when I was trying to name all of the bands you guys are all involved with. Okay, so you have the duo Damsel Trash. Yep. With Megan. Tell us a little bit more about you and that same question. How did you get to this moment?
Well, when two people love each other very much and they decide to have a child. I've lived in Madison since 2000, and I came here for school. I didn't go to the UW. I went to Edgewood, but I fell in with a guy there, and he had just a musical act, and I started playing with him. And I used to be really nervous about doing anything in front of people. I mean, when I was in college, I was in the theater program, and I almost threw up trying out for something. And I'm not lying about that.
Gross.
It's super gross.
I can't even picture it.
I was, like, shaking and almost wanting to vomit. And it was a long thing, but I'd always really loved music. And I was really glad this guy gave me, my friend Justin, like, this place where I could sort of explore music. And that's kind of how I found my voice. And it was at the tail end of that band kind of coming to its conclusion that I met all of these folks, the story that Kelly told. And I was like, I'd been in bands my whole life, but I'd never been in one with just all other women. And I was just like, I want to do this project. And the rest is history from there. But it's been such a privilege and a pleasure to, you know, play in a group where it's, I'm spoiled. Like, it's really hard for me to play in other bands. This is like, I don't know. We get along so well. And I expect this, I have this very high bar for how a band should function now because of these guys. So, you know,
it's a good thing.
Yeah. I love this. And I really missed it. And like Kelly said, I think the ye olde pandemonium panini situation just really highlighted like how much we missed each other and we needed to prioritize spending time together.
Used to go
and
music is the way we do it. Watch your band back in the day.
Aporia?
Yeah.
I was such a fan of you.
Oh, thanks. And I was a fan of her. She's an amazing musical performer as well. So,
yeah.
And then I met these two and I was like, they're also really great. So,
and
yeah,
here you are.
We're all just a little bit in love with each other. So,
and as a drummer, I appreciated seeing you in Damsel Trash,
well,
where you were kind of bunking it out. You're hitting hard.
That's my roots. It's,
and then I heard this stuff, and actually, the first song I heard was Broken, and I was like, well, this is just like this crazy percussion in the background.
Yeah.
It's like so, it fits so well.
Emily is so skilled as a percussionist.
Yeah.
She can play any style. It's so fun to work out songs with you because you elevate everything.
Thank you. You're going to make me blush over here. I will say, if I'm going to talk about where I came from originally, it was Animal duetting or fighting with Buddy Rich on The Muppet Show that first inspired me to start playing the drums back in the day. But there's been a lot of influences since then, too.
Did you ever want to get one of those drum sets that flipped upside down like Buddy?
No, I have a very sensitive inner ear. I think I would just throw up all over the place. But my first bands were punk bands, so like the Damsel Trash was like a very needed you know, thing. But that's what I love about Little Red Wolf is it's just kind of this place I can really kind of stretch and try different things and get really creative. So.
Yeah, very versatile.
Yeah, it's great.
Man. Okay, are we going to listen to another one?
Yeah, Emily, okay. Track two is called Every Name.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
And I heard the album's title, Top of the Trees. It was in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song, Every Name. It must be important, right?
Yeah, it's my pandemic song, actually. It's the song about me coming to terms. So, you know, like you're talking about all the things that I do. Mm-hmm. I don't do as many things as I used to do.
Yeah.
Because everything slowed down, and it forced me to start really appreciating slowness and quiet and a different pace of life and trying to pull that little silver lining out of a terrible situation. And this is basically the song about me figuring that out.
Nice.
Time stood still, I could hear them calling every name I ever forgot. Yeah.
Radio. We are local music. Brand new music from Little Red Wolf there. Every name from the album Tops of the Trees. Little Red Wolf is in the studio right now. We're tracking through the album. We'll hear more topics, find out what makes them happy, and more new music coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door. Or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we have Little Red Wolf in the studio rocker. Here's Little Damsel Trash as a bumper music.
Yeah!
It's one of my favorite songs, actually, from Damsel Trash.
Oh, thank you.
Love DT.
Definitely a different vibe.
Yeah, totally. Wow.
Rock.
There are multiple wolves within us.
Everyone should,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, Sunday, August 21st, Burr Oak on Winnebago Street in Madison. It's on the east side. Little Red Wolf is going to have a big CD release party. Special guests. How does this get any better? Annalise Howell, Mackenzie Moore, Jenna Jonas. Everybody knows and loves Jenna. But now, is this going to be your first time back in front of a live audience in a couple of years?
Yeah.
It's been 55 years since we've played
it doesn't feel like
a live
it?
Audience.
Yeah. I mean, what are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to being up there performing, just everybody's faces smiling
So we've had
at you?
Three rehearsals for this show. And it was real rusty, the first one. Second one felt a little better. The one today, we had some real moments of, like, really all falling into the pocket together. Yeah. And, it felt so good.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking forward to most
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because now we're ready.
Perfect timing.
We're show ponies too, it'll come out tomorrow. We're excited to play together.
Yeah. I was like, as a band, this will be the first time we've played a show together in 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hiatus is ended.
Yes.
Oh, so glad.
Kelly, when I met you, you were blasting off with VO5 with your husband, John, before becoming a full-time mom. But your roots in music and performance run deeper than that. Tell us about Kelly Maxwell and her journey to this moment.
She was cast in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory as an Oompa Loompa.
I have the golden ticket right here.
10 years old. I come up through musical theater as a singer. Took piano lessons and stuff as a child. Didn't start writing. I wrote a lot of poetry in high school and college. I always had a journal with poems. The first songs that I wrote really were with Little Red Wolf. Mm-hmm. Back when we got together, found out a lot about myself through working and playing with you guys.
No.
and develop, you know, my confidence as a human being, as a singer. I'm still not super confident as an instrumentalist, but it's fun. I'm happy to do it. And now I'm me.
Here we are.
Today, looking at University Avenue.
I like how you said, I'm happy to do it.
She is a very fine instrumentalist.
I'm competent. Yes. It's fine.
It's true. I feel like if we were a band where Kelly did not have to play an instrument, she would be just as happy being in this band with us.
It's true.
She's a fantastic backup singer, I will say. Like, she's very happy to sit in. I did a Sarah McLachlan tribute for a little while, and she was a wonderful backup singer for that.
That was so fun. I almost forgot about that.
Add it to the list of all the things.
So we do all the projects together.
We do.
It's incredible. Yes. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Okay, so we are moving on to the next song from the album, Top of the Trees. This one is the middle. And it sounds like you're going to bare your soul.
I love this one.
In this song. Can you tell us about being in the middle?
We almost used this as the title of the album, but then there turns out there are 500 other albums named
All I can think of is like Jimmy World from the 90s. Yeah.
I'm 42 now. I'm married. I have two children. This is a song about, you know, kind of losing your mojo sometimes and questioning and looking for that affirmation in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love me when I'm angry, when I'm ugly? Cause I'm lonely, and you're right there. Do you remember why you chose me when you met me in my 20s? I was pretty and I was scared. Was it the path that I would take? And there are some choices
Top of the Trees is the name of the new album. If you'd like to call and ask the ladies a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We'll get you on the air.
Party.
96-PARTY. 96-PARTY.
What a number. What a
this
number.
Isn't
so that incredible?
I wouldn't have thought you'd get to us dialing 96-PARTY.
Very special.
I mean, we're fun.
You guys, we have a script. Focus.
Laura Dieter, you played with the Werewolverines, and your viola performance in Broken is as beautiful as it is haunting. Ooh, it Tell is. Us about yourself and your musical journey to this point.
Sure. Let's see. I was a musical nerd, so I played orchestra and piano lessons growing up. I was in the, you know, the youth orchestra every weekend, only did classical. And eventually, after college, just started getting my toe into how to play, you know, in bands and things like that. And so I think I finally now am at the point where I only like to play in bands and I don't like anything to be written for me ever. Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Original
I can't
music.
Go back.
That's because Laura's arrangements are so good. You have to do it yourself.
There you go.
Amid all seriousness, there is a sense of humor behind some of these songs, and Possum in the Kitchen comes to mind.
Oh, no.
I read the Kenosha Police Department may have something to do with this song.
Well, it's the...
It was a headline.
Yeah, well, I used to live in Racine, and so every once in a while I'll get a pop-up ad or something for on Facebook, and it was the Kenosha Police...
Blotter
watch, neighbor people sitting and listening to the police blotter that post then on Facebook for the other people to then read their interpretations of what's happening on the police in rural Kenosha County. And so I just looked down and the entire summary was Possum in the kitchen sitting
in the baby's high chair.
Yep, sitting in the baby's high chair.
Yep.
And there was nothing else. That's
that
it.
It's the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So somewhere, we assume this really happened, but it's ripped from the headline.
It is ripped from the headlines. And I just was like, we have to write this as a song. It has to happen. And so Meg and I actually, in the car one day, she was visiting. She was like, okay, just give me a list of types of animals and places in the house that they could be. So it was like a Mad Lib. Yeah. And so we went through and gave her this huge list. And then Meg came back and just made it into a magical, hilarious.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is like
it's a masterpiece. It is a
masterpiece. Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
That's hilarious. That's a masterpiece. Well, let's hear the masterpiece right now. Possum in the Kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
1, 2, 1, 2. My honey loves to waddle around the house. A love for animals is quite attractive in a spouse. But lately it's been getting kind of hard. Cause there's critters moving in here and they're staying in the yard. There's a squirrel in the basement digging in the laundry. Mice in the rice in the cupboard. There's a mole in the hole in the old house floor.
Hilarious. Max Inc. Radio. You know, if there was ever a song where I thought I was going to pee my pants when I'm playing it on there, that was it right there.
We were just noting that this is Kelly's little girl, Paloma, was probably at home just raging to that. It is her favorite.
Oh, that's so good.
She loves it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I also have to say, That was a one take around one microphone, completely live version.
Wow.
That's a song you don't want to do two takes
for. Nope. You can't process that in the studio. It's just got to happen.
Are you
raw.
Actually going to play it tomorrow night?
Maybe.
Now, hey, okay. You know, we forgot to mention that the producer of this, was it Dustin Sisson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We love you, Dustin.
That's so good.
Dustin's the fifth wolf.
Yeah, we gotta give him a little love here. Yeah,
absolutely.
Rook, and his dog's name is Ripley, and she's really cool.
Oh, excellent. Oh, nice.
Free belly rubs. Where can people find Little Red Wolf online?
You can find us at littleredwolf.bandcamp.com and also on all relevant social media under Little Red Wolf Music.
And what's the future of the band?
Big question.
Yeah, Megan's going to fly back to New York. And then she'll come back sometime and we'll hang out.
I don't know. There's a rumor we might be back to play shows next summer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ooh. In late July, maybe?
Maybe.
That's worth coming back from New York for.
Yeah.
You know, we maybe have time for two songs, but let's get a song out of the way
definitely.
Here that I want to ask about. It's called Half a Century. Tell us about this song.
I wrote this for my husband, John Fife, on the occasion of his 50th birthday.
Oh, wow.
There's so many love songs for John on this record. It's gross. It's a special
happy
one
birthday,
him.
John. We love you.
I think we'll play the song. You have anything else to say about that, or...?
No,
that was perfect.
That's it, Jimmy.
Simple.
Half a century.
I love it. It's Max Inc. Radio.
You sit on my shoulder and I bear it. When my soul is broken, you repair it. Shining golden green, your eyes are like the sea. Someday you'll be gone and I can't bear it. Stay with me. Pocket of my bent knee, or heavy on my chest, soothing me to rest, settled in the space around me gently, stay with me. I scold you. 3 months in with us, you let me hold you. You press your head to mine. I wish I could stop time. The world has gone to hell, but no one told you.
Played a song out of order there.
Whoopsie.
That was Coco B.
No,
you what, the cat paid me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, there. That's right. You made all of us.
No, I
die
wrote that
laughing.
For my husband on his 50th birthday.
Yep.
I stand by it.
A lot of interesting things going on
the
in that song.
The love of
when
my
you think
life.
About it that way. Yeah.
You got to keep him from scratching up the furniture. He won't let you hold him for 3 months. You know, that's how it goes.
Why did you write that about your cat?
I know a lot of people really like their cats, but my cat is the greatest cat that has ever been.
Yep.
And he deserved that.
Okay. Sometimes you got to write a song about your cat.
Yeah.
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 It is funny, though, when you think about it, like it could be for John.
Absolutely.
You know, that's, yeah. That just changes it all up.
It definitely gave us a bunch of good laughs.
Oh, my gosh. I have a tummy ache from laughing at this point.
I'm so happy right now. thank you for that. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank
goodness.
You.
Anytime.
Little Red Wolf is Megan, Kelly, Emily, Laura. Thank you so much for coming into the Devil's Lair tonight and producing
so much fun.
The album.
Thank you.
Top of the trees. I really appreciate it. We do have time for one more song.
Good.
And
excellent.
This is actually called Half a Century.
I wrote this one about my cat.
It's an old cat.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hey, before we go, do me a favor. Someone just get in the microphone and pimp the show for tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come see us. Go ahead. No, Kelly, you do it.
Oh, our show.
Our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come to the Baroque. It's the end of Winnebago Street in the Atwood neighborhood.
Tomorrow.
Come promptly at 7 tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're old, so we're going to be done early. Starts at 7. Come see some music.
It's going to be a good time.
We have 8 sweatshirts to sell as well.
Oh, that's right.
And actual physical CDs. You can buy physical CDs from us as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love the music. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah,
and thank you once again
so
for coming
so,
in tonight.
So
we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Maxine Kevy with Rockers coming up here for 10 o'clock. This is
Woo!
The song about the husband. The cat said I can play it now.
All right.
Half a Century on Maxine Radio.
Some of our best performances live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
I'm gone.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.